Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the Lush But Not Lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 438, Aquaman.
Does it have a subtitle or anything goofy?
No, it's just Aquaman.
Aquaman, okay. Yeah.
It just, whatever.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah, right.
Not like King of Atlantis,
right,
like, Lord of the Seven Seas.
Yeah,
they don't need it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's an origin story and the first ever Aquaman movie. So, like, it needs to just be called Aquaman.
I say this all the time, but the fact that we are talking about an Aquaman movie is insane to me.
Oh, Vinny Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Many years ago.
Sure.
I really wanted him to have a cameo.
How did they not give him a cameo? Come on.
That's
a CG voice. Like,
yeah.
I was hoping for one because...
They got Julie Andrews, though.
Yeah.
It really needed to happen.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in that, too. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, on Entourage, he was supposed to play Aquaman.
Yeah, Vincent Chase
James
starred
Cameron,
in
right?
James Cameron's Aquaman. That was his big breakout movie, and it's like... I don't know. It just should have been in there. But,
you know, I'm wondering if even like some people at Warner Brothers were like, I didn't remember that was a thing. Like they completely forgot that Entourage was a thing because that movie bombed so bad.
Yeah.
I hate that show.
But the TV show was very popular.
God,
I never watched
garbage.
It. I hate the premise of the show.
I hate everything about that. It's still, it's
except
like,
except Ari
it's like
Gold.
It's like a big budget Jersey Shore.
I don't know. There were some good moments on it, and Jeremy Piven was very funny, and Lloyd.
Yeah. It was Lloyd.
That's real life, by the way. The way that office worked, Jeremy Piven's office, I've worked in that office.
And that's how it...
I've been, to a degree, I have been Lloyd.
Yeah, wow. It's, yeah, like...
I'm sure some people would probably argue that I've been Ari a little bit in my day, but I hope... Not too much.
It's fun. I mean, it was definitely a bro-y show, but like there's some fun parts of it. But anyway, that was the only thing where I'm like, there better be a cameo in here. But
I really wanted it to happen, and I'm not an Entourage guy.
Yeah.
I just thought it would have been an awesome nod.
Definitely.
So I guess before we get too far afoul, we should probably introduce ourselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And we have returning guests from the box office episode.
I guess I'll go first. Since I'm right here. Jason.
Chris.
And so real quick, shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your stuff. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. Join the League of Show Sharers. And, of course, our Patreon account at patreon.com/realspoilers. So there's all that. Oh, Kevin has his
finger up.
Did you mean to skip League of Show Sharers last episode?
I didn't mean to. I just...
Well, you didn't read the League of Show Shares. I'm saying, did you
like
want to read them
out?
Or no?
Oh, I did. Oh, I thought you meant to forget to play. Oh,
no,
I did.
You didn't
read
them. You did a review, and that's it. So I can edit it in if you want to.
We can just leave it in this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I compiled them and everything.
It's all right, yeah.
So,
I did like Tom's like, no,
I'm
you
like,
idiot.
I thought,
well, you're welcome.
So League of Show Shares. Apparently, I forgot to read them in the last episode. So,
well, I was going to edit that out, so you don't need to introduce it like
nope,
that.
Too late. No, it's fine. I don't care. You can leave it all in. You can let them know I screwed it up. They're used to it. So people who were kind enough to share the show last week, or over the last 2 weeks, I suppose.
Yeah.
Here we go. Timmy Two Zunes, Lane Levanway, Brad Hyen, Brent Smith, Griffin Fox Smith, no relation, Troy Anspow, Travis Tewitt, Chris James, Tammy Sherman Powers, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Chris Sanders, Richard Lawson, Julian Jordan, Jason Weese, Chris Magic Man, Ralph Tribble, Librarian Cynthia, Aaron Marlowe, Ron Johnson, Tom Comiskey, and Nick Scott. So thank you very much for sharing the show, and I apologize for forgetting you.
Do you know all those Chris's?
No.
Oh,
but yeah. I have to admit, every time you say Brent Smith, it makes me like double take, because that's the singer's name from Shinedown.
Oh, gotcha.
Which
yeah,
is
that's
like
him.
One of my
yeah.
biggest bands. Yeah, he's I'm a like, huge, Brand he's a, is listening to the show?
He's a huge yeah. fan. Huge fan.
Yeah, I followed him on Twitter accidentally because I thought it was...
thought it was him?
I thought it was yeah. this Brent
and
Smith.
And he's like... Tom will keep us following me. And then he's like, oh, no, wrong one. Unfollow.
Yeah. Oh. I'm never listening to their podcast again. So there, now that we've done all that, let's dig into Aquaman.
Maybe we should all say what we thought of this movie before we talk about it.
Shocked how much fun I had.
Yeah.
I had a lot. It was just fun. Like, it was.
I had zero expectations. If there was one movie I wasn't excited about and kept going, that's coming out, like, yeah. I kept forgetting about it, it would be this movie. And I think this is a near perfect comic book movie.
It's a near, yes.
I mean, it is
yeah.
almost flawless for what it is. It's a comic book movie, and I think they got the tone, the look, the action, the humor. Like, they nailed it.
So, Larry Hamada.
What, do you want to keep
oh,
going
yeah,
around?
Oh, yeah, go, sorry, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't awful.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I mean, I just, there were, I.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair I just enough. Never really got to, I never ended up caring about anything in this movie.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. As we'll probably get into, like, I guess I'm more like on the Marvel side of things. Like, don't like, oh, DC is awful and blah, blah, blah.
Their movies are awful.
Yeah. Correct.
Been,
like,
yeah,
I still, like,
yeah.
I still, like, yeah. I still watch them and just like, okay, then just kind of like in one ear, out the other. Then
sure.
Like, all right, don't need to see anymore. But this is actually really good. I kind of compared it to Marvel's version of, it's like they're Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kind of.
So it's kind of like the best thing they could do for, I guess, a space thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the visuals are just excellent. Like,
it's
I really,
not like
I
they
enjoyed...
don't have a space cop that they could do that with.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. So, yeah. But they actually did a really good job compared to anything they've done so far in the DCU.
I agree.
I had a lot of fun. I thought it was really good. And I ended up caring a lot about Amber Heard.
Well,
correct.
That is a attractive lady.
It's just interesting that people are just now finding her. Like, because
oh,
I remember
known
her.
Her
in,
yeah, I don't know what.
Hello, lady.
Who are these people just finding her
well,
now?
Well, I mean, like, people are just like, oh, man, Amber Heard was, you know, she was, you know, she was fun to look at, obviously. But, like, she was good in the movie, and they're just like, where did she come from?
I've not seen a lot of Rum Diaries fans.
I guess
there.
Not, but like, she was also in, do you ever see Drive Angry?
Yeah, great
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's not a great movie.
Excuse me, Drive Angry 3D?
Yes.
Oh. It's,
that is, because I watched Drive Angry
that is
3D, Joe.
Deep fried, double fried.
That was like
triple
when,
fried.
When 3D movies first came to your home.
Yes,
like,
right.
I got a 3D TV. What can I rent of the three
Drive
movies
Angry.
On?
Drive Angry.
There were like three movies on DirecTV that you could watch, and one was a Piranha double 3D or whatever.
Yep.
Drive Angry 3D, and maybe Avatar was still out there to stream or whatever. But like, you know, when you could stream things, it was like, those
yes.
were the choices.
To quote the movie Knocked Up, she looked smart.
She did look smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is that. So Larry Hamada took over as that. He moved from New Line to Warner Brothers proper, and he was just like, we got to fix this. And now, because if we don't fix it now, we're done.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We have to correct this somehow.
Because they got Wonder Woman, which kept them afloat.
It did.
Like, I mean, if there was no Wonder Woman and they continued on the trajectory they
right.
were on,
they
but
were,
I think
they
people were like, well, Wonder Woman was good, so, like, that gave them a little wiggle room to...
I compare it to, like, have you ever... You know, in the shower, when you try to get that perfect temperature of water, right? Mm-hmm. So, Man of Steel, Suicide Squad... Man of Steel is like in the beginning. Man of Steel can get a pass because
sure, it was the first.
It was
one.
The first one, yeah. Right? Like, they're still trying to find their footing. I get it.
They can't all be Iron Man.
Can't all be Iron Man or any other of the Marvel
well,
movies for that matter.
The first ones,
yeah. And then Suicide Squad was like, oh, like, you know, when you turn the hot water up too high, you're like, oh no.
And then you turn it down to extremely cold.
Right. Yes. And then you go to Batman. Then you like Batman versus Superman. Then you turn the water down a little bit too far, and you're like, oh no. And then Wonder Woman is, like, right there.
Uh-huh.
And then what was after Wonder Woman?
Justice League.
Your hot water goes out. That's the only thing I could figure out.
More like your water goes out. Right. They shut off your water.
And your electricity.
Everything.
They took your house.
You didn't pay the bills.
But then this one.
And an anvil falls on you.
Exactly, yeah.
In the shower.
They find the balance. Like, this is what a
Instead of water, it's sulfuric acid.
Yes. anvil falls on you.
You mean for
right.
Justice League.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, right, yeah, right, right, right.
I was amazed at how good this movie was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I am amazed. Okay, first of all, number one, these are my arguments. Number one, Aquaman. That's all you have to say. Like, first of all, they made Aquaman cool.
Yeah.
Second of all, underwater fighting and like moving and stuff could have been really nerdy really stupid.
They did it in Justice League with the stupid air bubbles like so they could talk. And I do love that James Wan's like, we're not doing that shit.
I don't, that was dumb.
Nope, but we're not doing that.
But like they could have made underwater fighting so nerdy and so stupid. And I'm telling you, these fight sequences are really cool.
That opening fight sequence with Nicole Kidman
was awesome.
It's one of the best things. It's one of the best fight sequences
one shot.
I've seen.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of computerized stuff in there, but it simulated one shot. You know what I mean? They don't.
Also they don't like it. James Wan is just such an interesting director.
You were right.
Yeah,
because I said I don't have any faith in this, and Joe says I have faith in James Wan. I like James Wan too, but I don't know. But you were right, James Wan made this movie.
Here's the other thing: everybody wanted to make this movie. You know, like the people who were involved in the creative process wanted to be there. Momoa leaned into it.
Yeah,
James Wan wanted to make this crazy big superhero action movie. Like it, you could feel. That they were having fun on set. It was not too dark and gritty.
But James Wan is a visionary too.
This is a guy that creates
franchises. This is not a guy that's just a gun for hire. James Wan's a creator.
Yep.
And so when you see
he is kind of a gun for hire with that Fast and Furious movie.
Well, he did one. I mean, he took a job.
Sure.
But I'm saying that he is a guy that has created the Saw franchise, mm-hmm. Insidious, The Conjuring,
Paranormal Activity.
But this is a franchise creator.
Ooh, right.
And so when he got this world and these creatures and everything, like he had a vision. He didn't just go, okay, here's these comics. Let's translate that to the screen. Like this guy created a world.
Yep.
And played in it, and everybody was on board. And so I could just see this big picture come to life and. I was just stunned at how fun it was.
Do you disagree, Tom, that this is a movie star making performance?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't like Momoa?
I mean, he was okay.
He's got that. He's not as much as The Rock, but he still has that same like sparkle where it's like when he turns to the camera and says something dumb. Those were like my least favorite parts, but still, he gets a pass. Those one-liners are bad.
They were brutal, and then they luckily they dropped it after about the first 20
minutes.
He did it in that first submarine scene.
Well, no, what I was going to say, that submarine scene, it's like he'd like turn and he'd say something stupid, and then you'd get that guitar riff
that they used in Justice League.
And it was like, this is stupid. This is so effing dumb.
But you know what the dumbest part was? That weird slow motion when he came out of the mist. Hell was that?
And then
in the suit?
When he comes in the submarine, you see him for the first time. And he does something and he walks through like the mist, they slow motion it for no reason.
They give him a dramatic entrance like three times in that scene.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's like they didn't know which one they were going to have be his first on camera appearance.
You got to do three of them.
And so they just used all of them. I was like, oh, that submarine scene, I hated.
Oh,
I didn't hate it, but there were just weird choices.
There were some weird choices.
But again, fight scenes, awesome. Like
he knows how to shoot a fight scene.
The action in this movie. And I mean, he did Furious 7, so we know that this guy knows action.
Especially a guy who had to save a franchise.
Yeah, he saved
Fast and Furious. The franchise was over.
He was the Paul Walker one.
Yeah. I'm like, he's the Paul Walker of what? But no, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, he died, what was it, halfway through that movie?
Yeah.
No, three-fourths?
Yeah.
And either
that movie
way,
still made
they lost their main star, and he had to somehow salvage that movie.
So,
that might be a poor choice of terms.
No, I did it on purpose. Yeah. Do you not listen to the show, Chris?
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time. I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I guess Paul Walker jokes just stopped.
They're not in vogue anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, I was...
Steer into the skin, kid.
Yeah, I had no interest in seeing this movie. Seriously, I didn't watch a trailer, so I didn't know anything about it. No interest, and I went into it like expecting to be like, okay, I hear it's fun, but yeah. And I just kept turning to Katie. I'm like, this movie's awesome. And she's like, this movie's awesome.
Yeah. It's,
I would see this again instantly.
They knew they had to course correct it, and they did.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in Hollywood is in this movie.
Yeah.
Everybody.
There's a lot of people in this movie. Yeah. It starts off with Jango Fett.
Yeah. That's who that is, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I knew that guy with a weird wax face. Yeah.
Really?
I thought the CG
it was really good.
Oh, I didn't. I mean,
Willem Dafoe. I'm like, damn, that he looked like,
it looked a little uncanny valley to me.
Well, sure. I mean, especially when you know that they're older people. Yeah. But like, it was pretty good. I thought CG overall. So like, fight sequences, underwater Pandora, all this stuff.
Underwater
like,
Pandora.
I mean, it's Pandora, yeah, but it looked cool. The fight, the action sequences in Pandora were Tron. Like there were
C-trons.
There were a lot of homages to these other movies, but I think they still made it their own. They were really cool.
Yeah.
But the action sequences, when I was looking at them and the people, I'm like, this is all CG.
Everything.
Like there's no doubt this is all CG, and it looks good.
Yeah, I will say, we'll get to that first scene in the submarine. He gave everybody the bends.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody in that submarine, with the exception of him.
Right.
Obviously. But like, when he lifts that submarine up out of the water as fast as he does.
Yeah. Oh, that's why they're all.
There's a
everybody dies.
No. Like in real life, if he does that.
They'd have the bends.
They'd have the bends. They'd all be dead.
Oh.
Like you can't. There's a reason a submarine goes like, you know, super.
It decompresses.
Well, it's decompressing as it's going up because you're so low. But he just lifts it up in like it's nothing and just throws it up in the water and by 2 seconds everybody's
I thought
dead.
Maybe that's why they were, because they really were taken out by it, like
he took them out. Yeah,
but I mean in the movie I'm like, well I guess that's why they're off kilter, because
sure
he doesn't throw it into a wall or explode it, like he just lifts it up and they're all like
and that's bad.
Yeah,
that's bad news.
But we're talking about a superhero movie where people fly, so I mean,
but also it's hard, like, because all of these other movies have been set in the real world, that when they do this 180 and make it not set basically in the real world, and they give, he lifts this submarine out of the water in about 2 seconds, you're just like, well, he just, like, I feel like Aquaman would know what that is.
Yeah.
And not do that and just fight.
But they can't shoot or stab this guy because they don't have Atlantean steel. So, like,
well, no, I get that, but when he lifts I'm talking about when he lifts the submarine out of the water.
Yeah,
You can't.
The change in pressure from going way down low to up high
would have killed everybody on board.
The entire plot of 47 meters down.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I guess
without the sharks.
Right.
I guess I'm just talking about they shoot a grenade at this guy and he's like, oh, that hurt. I mean.
But you're
living in a world where I'm just saying this is a comic book world. Apply that logic to comic
books. You're a hero,
but the other people on the submarine aren't superheroes.
But you don't apply normal science to these movies, is all I'm saying.
Normal science to the movies to the point that if somebody's walking down the street, I assume that gravity is still a feature of this universe.
I guess I just wasn't thinking
bubbles
about,
in the
like,
blood.
Yeah.
Still a real thing.
Right.
Like tiny bubbles. That's the other Don Ho song, Bubbles in the Blood.
that's right. So, yeah, so this one opens up with the submarine sequence where... And the fact that they used, we'll get into this, but the fact that they used Black Manta's real costume is insane to me. It was awesome.
That costume's
awesome.
Yeah,
it was great. So there's a submarine and the pirates are, you know, they're trying to steal the sub. At the same time, Aquaman shows up.
I like that they make one of the villains, again, a real world villain. So we've talked about problems with superhero movies where it's just the big, bad, ultra powered super villain, right? And so in this movie, Black Manta, he gets a suit, but he is a human.
Yeah,
and I like that they add a human villain because with human problems.
And his story, this origin story for Black Manta is pretty faithful.
I like that.
It's
like his. Comes from a family of pirates.
Most of the
is he gonna make him walk the plankton?
No, he's not.
Oh. See what you did there.
That's how I'm gonna keep myself entertained.
It's just by doing those jokes.
Just fish puns
all the time.
Yes.
Are you sure you didn't like this because you like came home from a big long vacation? You had to watch
and
this,
and you had like, a stomach virus.
Sure, are you sure that? I can't believe you really didn't like it that much.
I didn't hate it, but I mean, I would say of the DC movies, it goes Wonder Woman than this.
Well, okay,
oh, sure.
But,
I don't disagree about that,
but I was just like, it's okay,
okay.
But I think this is up there. It's pretty close to Wonder Woman.
I think the reason why I enjoyed this was because for decades, Aquaman has been like the
Joke
okay. of the superhero world.
So they have tried to correct that. When they did the reboot in the comic book world, they made him a badass.
They made him look like this long hair. Yeah.
He looks like this now.
Peter David stuff.
He looks like the Peter David stuff, but now they've changed him again to he looks closer. Like he doesn't have like blonde highlights. Yeah. Like his hair is still blonde, but he definitely has like the beard.
Yeah.
And the jean, like the skinny leg jeans, and the long hair, but. So, like, in the Jim Lee, Geoff Johns stuff, there's a scene where they're fighting parademons, and it may have been Green Lantern, where he's just like, what do you do? And, like, in this this giant great white shark comes flying up out of the water and, like, chomps down on a bunch of parademons. He's like, that's what I do.
Yeah, and also...
it's just like, he controls 70% of the world.
But it's like, yeah, this guy talks to fish, and they made that cool in this movie.
Right. They did use, like, the... thing, and I was like, I never thought that would be cool.
Yeah, I cannot believe, yeah, the way that he holds his hand out and you see the rings of the communication.
Yeah, it's very, it's like, very 1960s cartoon.
It just was mind-blowing that they made this character
cool.
Yeah,
but then
they did
two separate volumes of comics where he's not a joke. And, like, that is a plot point in the comics.
Okay.
Where they're like, yeah, you're, like, the worst member of the Justice League.
Yeah.
And he's like, right, I control 70% of the world. And they're just like, really? He's like, yeah, yeah. Water. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. So, yeah. So there's I enjoyed the scene a lot. Aquaman shows up, fights off the pirates. And at the same time, and I did, like, again, when you can stay close to the source material without over, like, staying close to the source material, like, I can appreciate that. So his origin is legit. Black Manta's origin is legit. The fight with Orm is a thing. The trench is definitely a thing in the comics. So
this was an example of, like, really lazy exposition when the guy's explaining to
the
him
knife.
About his father and the knife, and I'm just
I'll
like,
give you that.
I'm like, you don't know this?
Yeah.
Why don't you know this?
You haven't told your son the story of his grandfather before?
Yeah. That's like, the same thing where I'm just like, oh. Characters talk, you know, you don't know the story behind this knife. You've never mentioned
all you got to do
right.
is say this was your grandfather's, show him the manta on the thing, click done.
Yeah,
thanks. Aquaman shows up, fights them all off, and I mean he's picking them off left and like these guys don't stand a chance.
Awesome fight scenes, just tearing doors off, throwing them at him, and like they're just like flying across the sub,
right? And then they're going to, you don't really know what they're doing. You just know they're trying to, you assume they're trying to steal something on the sub, fight with Manta, who will become Black Manta. Aquaman wins. The dad ends up shooting Arthur with a grenade launcher. And I do like where he's like, ow, and gets back up, but he's like covered in soot. Out of a submarine.
It's a torpedo.
Thank you.
Torpedo falls on the dad.
On the dad. And it's kind of Dark Knight.
And I like
it's very
this
Batman Begins esque where he's like, I don't have to, I'm
I
not going to
kill
you, but I'm not going to save you.
I like it because this is like, and Aquaman learns from this and it follows him throughout this movie. But it's like, he makes the choice where he's like, you guys are pirates. You've killed innocent people. You know, pray to the sea to save him.
Right.
Like, Aquaman's not going to do it.
Yeah. And like, this was the point. Like, you've seen the trailer for Shazam, right?
Yes.
Where the kid's kind of like, he's like, look, I know they look all, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but like when it gets dark around here, it gets real Game of Thrones. And like the look on Billy Batson's face, he's like, I'm just messing with you. So like they have learned to not go dark. And this is the scene where I was like, if this is a Warner Brothers produced movie 5 years ago, this is where it gets dark. And he never learns from allowing Manta's dad to die. And he just starts killing people, and there's no, you know. So they've learned their lesson, and they do a pretty good character turn. Actually, I guess he never really changes. Like, he's still Arthur Curry, and the character never changes. He just learned not to let fathers die,
but he learns from this, where before he wanted justice. You know, he was like, you killed people, now you're going to pay the price for it. Where now he kept that with him. And he's like, but now I made an enemy. And now this enemy is going to kill all these innocent people that are dying.
That's
and almost
fault.
Killed you because I didn't help him. So he learns from it.
Yeah.
He grows.
Yeah. So they drop him off.
But why should he have helped him? Why is that a character flaw? They came on that boat. Well, they were going to kill everybody.
Heroes,
and
that's
steal
what
stuff.
They do. Spider-Man, yeah. I mean, saves the bad guys over and over. Batman saves the supervillains.
Not really.
Not
in this universe. He doesn't.
But yeah. I mean, but in the comics, I mean, yeah. He saves he should just kill Joker and save millions of lives. Or
he would have saved millions of lives.
But right. I mean, he doesn't because
same thing with Superman.
Good.
Superman doesn't really kill. Yeah. He'll save him from peril and drop him off in jail.
Yeah, all the time. And so it's just what heroes do in these universes.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, it just didn't ring that same way to me on this one. I'm just like, he's got other people to go save.
But he could have.
It wouldn't have wasted him any time. He's sitting on the ladder looking at him like, no, I'm not going to save him. He would just go down there and lift it. And,
you know, I feel like there was a moment where he was contemplating going down there to get him, but then they shoot another grenade at him. And he was like,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm out. No thanks. Like, because there is that scene where he does lean back. Like, he's, you know, he's holding on with one arm and he's like, he gives a little speech. And he stops for a second, and then the dad fires a second grenade, and he was like, nope.
But, you know, to me, this goes back to, like, in Marvel, great power, great responsibility.
Sure.
In Man of Steel, the talk between Pa Kent and Superman. You know,
where he says, don't save anybody?
No, but no.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, but I mean, you know, it's like,
don't be a superhero.
What if they not that. Should I let them all die? Maybe.
Maybe not that one.
Not that. Nope. But, nope. You're teaching the wrong.
Maybe I'm thinking the old Superman, not this Superman.
There is yes,
but
you were put here for a reason.
Yeah. I'm thinking the old, not Man of Steel.
That's
sorry,
the
Superman.
Good one.
But it's like, you have a responsibility. These superheroes are supposed to be the best of the best. They have these powers, and they have the responsibility to use them for good when you're the good guy, right? And so the human in us wants to say, screw them. They killed people. They tried to kill me. Let them die.
Right.
The human in us.
They're
but the
supposed
better,
to be better than
the
us.
The better person
but
is
you can't really save somebody while they're shooting a grenade
they weren't,
at you.
But they gave up. Manta says, please help us. We need you. You can't let them die. Like, they had given up
and
after that.
And he does
point.
Stop.
Would you trust them in that moment?
Yeah,
no,
he can't die. I mean, he's not going to. Aquaman can't die. He's in the water.
Just,
he's not going to drown.
It's not about him. Well, no, but you don't know. You know that he has a weapon that can hurt you.
I don't. I think the whole point of the scene is that he made the wrong call here.
I don't disagree.
I think that's the point of the scene. I just didn't.
I feel like he does stop to go save them, and then he shoots another grenade at him. And
not
he's
at
like,
that point. He doesn't shoot him after he. I mean, he's on the ladder, and Manta's given up, and he says, please save him. You have to save him. And he's like, no, I don't have to. You let innocent people die. Pray to the sea.
Has he already shot him at that point?
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the Aquaman movie above and beyond setting the timeline. Is this supposed to be happening before
okay.
or after Justice League?
Before. So is after, because Mira says, you saved the world from Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Oh.
They brought that up
when they're at the
later on,
they're at the bar, but Aquaman is wearing the armor in Justice League that he.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand.
That's why I was wanting to know.
I think something happened in that Snyder cut that honestly, at this point, I kind of want to see what that was.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was going to lead into this.
Right.
You know, because there's the trident and maybe that James Bond was like, we got to get rid of this trident. We got to figure out a way to write this out of the movie and make it make it a real trident instead of like a quadruplet.
When do they fight Steppenwolf?
In Justice League. That's the main villain.
It is?
When Superman comes back at the end with the three mother boxes, they're fighting Steppenwolf.
Oh, jeez.
So like when, so in almost
the
next
villain,
scene.
Not the band.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
But in like the next scene, Aquaman shows up on the dock. We see Jango Fett. They talk. They go get drunk. That scene.
I wonder if this is like some kind of a soft reboot then.
I have to believe
because,
that this is.
Because since he gets the armor and everything, I just presumed it was before.
Right.
That
it
was
is not.
Exactly what I was wondering. Because I assumed.
He has the trident and armor in the.
Yes. He's,
well, he would have his mother's trident anyway.
Not that one, though.
He
but.
Doesn't have this trident. He gets. Oh. He, in Justice League, he's got
he has
like
the
that.
Five?
He's got the five one.
Okay.
Which, okay. Like, I'll give you that. But he is wearing a Zack Snyder version of the Aquaman suit.
Yeah.
But in the next scene where he's at the bar with his, I love this scene where the guys like try to pick a fight with
him.
That
was funny.
And he's just like, and I love the guy's cell phone case, which was like pink and sparkly.
Yeah. See, I thought that was a bit much.
Oh no, I thought like, fair enough. But I did like that.
It was a little on the nose.
Yeah. Like it's like, you've already got the one like, oh, they're not the tough bikers. You
right.
thought they were.
They want to get their
this isn't
the
gonna
selfies.
Be. Yeah. Cause, and I was just relieved because I was like, we're going to do this scene. So
again?
Was,
again,
yeah,
because
like,
we did it in Man of Steel.
Right. I'm just like, oh, my God.
We did?
Yeah, remember scene that, where he's at the bar and like the guy is harassing the waitress and Clark walks over. He's like, "Hey, man, chill out." And the guy's like, "What are you going to do?" And he pushes him and he doesn't move.
Oh, I gotcha. And then you're saying they did the fight scene. I thought you meant the head fake.
No.
And then plus we've already done the scene where we've established how tough he is.
Sure.
Like, we don't need how another one. Like, yeah. It's,
we
you
get
know,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go to the bar. And then they get the self. It's all these bikers are like, "Hey, you're that fish guy." And I do
fish
like
fish boy.
I do
but
like
what I don't get is on the TV. It's all about how like nobody knows who he is.
Yeah,
and
that
then
was
they're
weird.
Like, "Hey, you're Aquaman."
Yeah, and he's like,
"What?"
It, but then he admits but, it. And he's like,
"Do they know who he is?"
But I think the locals do because even in like the when I
guess do the locals not have Instagram? Like, where is that picture going?
Wait.
That's a good point.
Well, because he takes a bunch of pictures with him
at
the bar.
But he's just going to sit on the guy's phone? You think that guy's not posting on social media?
Yeah.
Ta-da.
I didn't know that it was supposed to be
a secret. But I do think it's not really... So, like, in Justice League...
It keeps being brought up on the news that, like, who is Aquaman? Like, you keep seeing this thing that nobody knows who he is, so one can only presume that he doesn't want people to know.
Or I guess they know who he is post-Justice League.
But the news,
but the
is
news
still,
doesn't know.
Yeah,
I guess that's
like,
true.
You know,
but also in
and even the dad was kind of like,
"Oh no,
is this you?"
Yeah,
come
right,
on,
right.
Is this you?
That's true. Yeah,
like who the hell else? Who other? What other fish powered hero?
Aqualad like, ain't in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like Red Lobster Man is. What do you think is happening?
No, he's later in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah. But no, like in Justice League. They're not an Amnesty
the
Bay.
The Fantastic Four?
Ooh.
Huh?
That's pretty good. Like, they keep saying, like, a fishing village. Amnesty Bay is not a fishing village.
Yeah.
Like, it's a place. Uh-huh. Like, it's a small, you know, Massachusetts town.
Hmm.
Which I'm kind of glad they didn't try to give Jason Momoa. Like, can you do a Boston accent?
Yeah.
Oh, no. God, no.
No, I can't. Good. Let's just leave it that way.
Does it open with the mom?
It opens with the submarine.
In the lighthouse?
Submarine scene, then we get a flashback. Like when
it opens with the lighthouse.
It opens with
the
mom,
and the mom, and then he's telling his story. My parents.
Okay. So yeah, which I mean,
so it bookends with, you know, I'm the son of a lighthouse keeper and the queen of Atlantis.
Yeah,
and so we find out that Nicole Kidman has. Eventually, we find out she escaped from Atlantis, but she washes ashore and. Aquaman's dad
all legit
takes
all,
her
all
in
the books,
they fall in love and they have a kid who is Arthur,
right?
But then they end up find tracking them down, and
right, the king of Atlantis was supposed to have an arranged marriage with Atlana, and Nicole Kidman's character, she escapes, they find her, and I love this armor, like this armor, yeah. I mean, they're basically stormtroopers,
yeah.
But like it's
the way
still
they can't
still,
hit anything.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I was
course.
Like, these are all stormtroopers. That's exactly what I.
But there's a great like they blast through a door.
Yeah,
it's a
storm groupers.
Ooh,
ah, nice.
Come on, dude. That was good.
Yeah,
yeah. Well done.
That this is that awesome fight action sequence.
Yeah, it's like it is kind of a tracking shot.
Yeah, it's one
and
shot.
Nicole Kidman not doing her own stunts, which is fine.
Yeah. Gal Gadot didn't either.
I think she did a lot
when
of
they were flipping around the camera and she's doing flips and
oh yeah, that was all her.
No. So yeah, anyway, like none of them do their own stunts.
No.
But eventually,
but she saved him a lot of money on de-aging technology.
She did. Yeah,
no kidding.
Right, no kidding.
I'm like, did they do anything to her?
I feel like they must have done something.
She looked like Nicole Kidman.
Because when you see her later, it's like, I almost feel like they had to use aging
makeup. Totally yeah. Put gray in her hair.
Right.
They did. They aged her.
Yeah.
But anyway, she eventually says, they're always going to track me down. They're always going to find
right.
me. The only way to save Arthur and the dad is for her to leave. So she has to go back to Atlantis, and then we don't know what's happened to her, and we find out throughout the movie that
Volku, who was like her right? Who was Nicole Kidman's right hand man? Comes back to
he's the royal vizier,
yeah, the royal brazier, right? So he comes back and he's training Arthur, and he's just like, look, man, like you can do all this stuff. There's the scene that I didn't like was the scene in the aquarium with the kids.
I didn't like it in the trailer because I'm like, this is Harry Potter, like,
yeah.
And you're Warner Brothers,
right?
I liked it in the movie though.
I guess it played better in the movie than it did
in the trailer. I liked it where I'm like, wow, because they're messing with him and then he controls the sharks and then all the fish
yeah.
come down on him, like
right.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought it was really cool.
But we are so like the entire time in the story, so then we flash back to the present day. Arthur's getting hammered with his old man, and I do like their dynamic is good. Like I enjoy them. Like it feels more father son.
I really liked it. I thought it was very a very good relationship.
Right. And then Mira shows up. Yep. And she's just like, look, dude, we know who you are. We're just choosing to leave you alone. You need to come back because your half brother is going to screw some stuff up and we could really use some help. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to hang out here. And this is where she says, you saved the world from Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't do that for you. Like, I did it for everybody that I'm fighting for up here. And he kind of drives away. And then there's a giant tidal wave. Which I guess was Orm, played by Patrick Wilson.
Well, because we flash back, I think, maybe before this, till we find out what he's doing.
Is that what Orm's doing?
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
Before
Patrick
this,
Wilson just chewing the bejesus out of some scenery.
Thought he was great.
And I loved every second
thought he
of
was
it.
Great.
Yeah.
But so we realized.
He was so over the top, they should have just hired Will Arnett. It would have been okay.
I thought he was awesome.
He was awesome. He was so over the top. But I feel like.
That's
you
what
can
they
do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a comic book movie.
Just,
and of course, he's James Wan's boy.
Yeah.
Like, he's in all of James Wan's
yeah,
stuff.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I thought he was good. Now, they must have de-aged him. He's supposed to be younger than Jason Momoa.
Oh,
there's no way Patrick Wilson's younger than Jason.
No,
well,
yeah.
No. But it looked good, though. I just think they, like, enhanced. It's not like his face was full CG,
right.
But they took wrinkles out.
I think
out
it also
whatever.
Helps, oh, sure. It helps yeah. that they were already doing all the CG underwater.
Totally, yeah.
And then add, you know, you can kind of, like, yeah. blur your face a little bit.
I just thought it was interesting
water.
He was his younger brother. When
and
he
hydrates.
Says that, I'm like, oh.
What's that?
The water
hydrates. Yes, yeah. That's what I've heard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so he's trying to consolidate.
He's never been exposed to the sun.
True.
So. Also true.
Very youthful.
Yeah.
So
what happened to you?
So the throne of Atlantis is vacant.
Hydrated.
The throne of Atlantis is vacant since the king died.
Right.
And there he wants to claim.
Orm is kind of. He's the prince, but also he's kind of in charge of Atlantis because his mother's gone and his father's gone.
He's like the absentee ruler, though. He's
yeah.
not like the official one because
right.
he needs to.
Right.
He doesn't have. He is like in his mind, he has the claim to the throne,
yes.
but it's like he hasn't been officially accepted.
Well, because there are the rumors that there's an older brother.
Yeah,
but
vicious rumors.
Vicious,
wow.
huh?
He's just
you're
over here with
like
this thesaurus.
You're better.
I'll allow it.
You're better than that.
I'll let it go. I'm really not. I don't know what makes you think that.
So he's going and throughout this movie, he's trying to gain the allegiance of the other
right.
kingdoms. So we learn through some more exposition that there were like the seven kingdoms.
Seven kingdoms,
and
yeah.
so the ruler of Atlantis ruled all the seven
when,
kingdoms.
Well, when Atlantis fell, some you know the Atlanteans chose to keep the status quo. The fish people evolved, the trench devolved, mm-hmm. and then you've got like the crab people.
There's a bunch of other, yeah, there's a bunch of people.
Crab
so there's
people.
So he wants to gain the armies and the loyalty of all the kingdoms. And so to do that, he needs to be like recognized as the official
right.
ruler of all the seven kingdoms.
The ocean master, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
The fact that they used his real costume, I was like, yeah, just lean into it.
So,
yeah, might as well.
So freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was good
Looked
stuff.
Looked awesome.
So we've established who is going to be Aquaman's Nemosis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, there's two of them.
That's
there's
good.
Two. There's two Nemosises.
So who is the dad?
Who's what dad?
The dad of Redhead.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Because
yeah.
I'm like. Okay, because
yeah.
I'm like, is that Dolph Lundgren?
Absolutely.
And
it
I
is.
Was like, there's no way
yeah.
that's Dolph. Okay,
yeah.
so it was Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
All right.
Dolphin Lundgren.
Oh, my God.
Do you have these written down?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I turn to Katie, I'm like, is that Dolph Lundgren?
It
but
is.
I'm like, he has no
those
accent.
Those are off the top of your head?
Yeah.
I didn't know he could speak without an accent. So
I don't
like,
think he
was,
has an accent.
Dolph Lundgren doesn't have an accent?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he does a Russian accent.
I thought he did have an accent.
Poorly.
But, okay,
but
so
still.
Still, yeah.
So he goes to Dolph Lundgren, and he's like, I need your help. And again, with
we should
an
say that Dolph Lundgren is the father of Mira.
Mira, yeah.
yeah.
And so, and yeah, you know, because they both have really
red
bad
hair.
Red hair.
Right.
Really bad red
That's
hair.
That's how you
can
tell.
Because when I saw him for the first time in this scene where they're talking, I'm like, that looks horrible. And then you see her with her super red hair, and I'm like, oh, so we had to connect. They're related because
right.
they have the same. Okay.
Right. You can't just call him dad.
Right.
Yeah.
So he
put
so,
that together.
So we go to Papa Mira and he says, hey, I need your allegiance. And through the exposition, we find out you need four of the seven kingdoms because
right.
majority rules or whatever to be the official.
It's very Attack of the
yeah.
Clones.
So you need to be very whatever. Specifically, we need to get all these armies and then I'll be able to take over and rule the seas. So he gets his allegiance. And
well, what happens is Dolph Lundgren is kind of like, I don't know, man. Like, we need to do this a different way. And then they're attacked. By a submarine, And
was this a setup?
Yes.
Was this because
the submarine in the beginning of the movie is this submarine. Yeah. So Orm hired Manta to get the submarine and then attack.
Yeah, to stage it.
That way they could force... I mean, it would... Lundgren's character would be like, oh, the surface world just attacked us for no reason.
Right.
So
it was to get his allegiance a setup. So, correct. So this submarine attacks and Pat Orm saves the day, quote unquote. Right, and it's like...
In a cool scene, though, like he's riding a shark with like a sword and cuts the thing in half.
He has a trident.
Oh, Dr. Evil would have been so happy.
He would have been. Yeah, sharks with laser beams.
This movie is
his
life stream. You're right. But it's awesome looking. He stops the sub, and then he's like, see, the surface is going to attack us.
Lundgren's like, you're right.
So this is the retaliation. So he's like, we need to send a message to the people. They've been polluting for years and blah, 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 and now we need to send a message.
Right.
So the message that he sends is destroying this town with this tidal
wave. I don't think it's the... I think it's... The shores, like the shores of the world.
You see when the truck crashes, you see a whole town.
Yeah. But that's along the shore. Like it's it's along the
basically
East Coast.
The ocean spit up all of the pollution
and all the warships and everything.
Yeah. All the stuff that's not native to the ocean.
Yeah. Right. And so, then you go to the news and big scene where.
So this scene is part of it when they're driving in the truck. So that was the whole point is to lead up to that's why this happened.
Right. And then, this is where Mira comes back, and like her powers are based. She can control water.
She's awesome.
Yeah,
her powers are awesome.
It's very cool.
She manipulates water not only to like part the sea and take water, but she also can turn it into sharp objects.
That wine bottle scene was awesome.
The sharp javelin.
Yeah,
do you want to expand on that, or do you just want to leave that as is and let people figure out what you're talking about?
We'll get there.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But her powers, I thought, were great.
Yeah,
the way
that
she can manipulate water was really cool. And again,
lift and separate. Yep.
Yeah. And this in a movie like this, where you're just like, how are they going to make this cool? God,
they did.
If James Wan didn't, I'm telling you,
he found a way.
All their powers are awesome.
Yeah.
From the Patrick Wilson's powers to hers,
there wasn't a character in this movie that I didn't like.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're all.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think they all had an adequate amount of character development.
Yeah.
For people who weren't maybe familiar with them from the books.
Right.
Totally.
It wasn't like going back to Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
My main problem with Suicide Squad was
all
outside.
Of it?
That they made it. Yeah.
But like so.
Same.
It's very existent.
You had this poster that had like seven people on it.
Right.
Aside from. Two of them, they're like, and then there's these other five.
Yeah.
But these two. And and everyone else is like, but we're here too.
Deadshot and Harley Quinn.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but it's
with this, like, every character had their time to like, here's why this person's important. Here's why this person's important. Here's this, here's that, here's that. So like they did a very good job, which is very un-DC, of making sure that they built these characters. So that as the movie progressed, you understood why this person's there, what their purpose is, and how it plays into what's happening in the movie.
And there is no tie to anything else.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is its own. They like I said, they briefly mentioned Steppenwolf, but this is its own movie. Superman's not in it. Batman's not in it. It's just him.
Maybe they do that again. We'll see where this goes. But maybe they mentioned it only because we're supposed to know. Well, wait a minute. When he fought Steppenwolf over here, he had the armor, and here he didn't have it yet. Like they might have actually only referenced it to tell us this is a different universe.
Sure.
They may have only. Why else would they mention that one thing? I feel like maybe it does set the timeline up to be like, well, if this is before, then that doesn't exist because.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I honestly think like this is their soft reboot. Like, I think
think it is.
I think it probably is. I mean, we know that Superman and Batman exist in the Shazam universe because Freddie Freeman has like a Batarang and he's got a copy of the Daily Planet.
Well, we know they all exist in all the universes.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean
they don't mention them at all.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're the same ones.
You're thinking this
exist.
Is a completely separate universe?
I don't think Affleck's going to be Batman anymore. I think they have to do new.
Oh, God.
I don't think I think they're getting rid of that crap other than, obviously, Aquaman and Wonder Woman. I think they're going to be different.
I thought that was going to be kind of like a reboot because, the scene we're talking about when everything got washed ashore.
Sure.
Were they trying to, they kept showing news reports. Were they focusing on, like, is this still one town where all this happened, or is this happening, like, all around the world.
All over
everywhere.
The world.
I took it worldwide. So part of me was thinking, like,
where are the other heroes?
Where are the other heroes? Like, that's why I was saying, like, if they're focused on Aquaman, obviously, because it's supposed to be his movie, and that's why nobody else has showed up, because if they've already established, like they said, Steppenwolf, so you're like thinking, like, okay, this is, it has to be after Justice League,
right,
so
right.
Why is Wonder Woman not showing up? Especially, yeah, like,
well,
why don't you see any of them pop up on the news?
Well, I guess
out.
You can
what
say,
they really don't get, they, in the comic books they explain this, but in the movies they don't really do a very good job, is that
Jesus,
their union.
I knew this was going somewhere.
And, right. And so right. They're like, that's an ocean thing,
so
that's not what I do.
And I feel
that's
like
arena.
Maybe... Right. They can just say that, like, obviously Metropolis is having problems. Yeah. Gotham has problems. DC is not really related. Water in DC, I guess. Is there? They don't have a waterfront in DC.
No.
Okay, that's landlocked.
I mean, it's got a river. Yeah.
But it doesn't have an oat. Like, it doesn't
ocean.
Have a coast.
No.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
they have many oceans called lakes.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
Oh, that was a great line. You would love it. They have these lakes. They're like mini oceans. That's funny.
But I feel like the other heroes maybe can, you know, obviously Superman is one of those characters where he's just kind of like, I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Metropolis doesn't need my help, but maybe Coast City does, because
right.
There's no Green Lantern yet. Or maybe, you know, because... Who knows?
But they never mention
the
other heroes.
I
agree with him, because if they're all around doing this stuff, and this is a huge problem with all these oceans and destroying shore cities and everything, like,
yeah.
I feel like someone would be intervening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me would have been nice, like, on they're doing the quick montage on the news reports and stuff. It would have been nice to have been like, it could have been real quick, like seeing Superman, somebody like helping.
Sure.
You know, move some of the warships off the beach.
Sure,
or something,
sure, sure.
Something little like
that.
So it's like, okay,
didn't.
That's happening over there, but I get why they didn't, because they want to put the focus yeah. on Aquaman. Let's establish this guy, because he's shown up for one movie so far for
right.
maybe 25, 30, whatever.
Sure.
You know,
we'll
whatever it was
yeah.
for Justice League. But, so we're going to get this guy. And now he said, it's kind of a soft reboot. We're
right.
kind of, we want to establish a new kind of DC. And so I get why they didn't do it. But I guess for like the universe reason,
they're
going to
be like,
he
was, Superman was off planet.
But they,
yeah.
they mentioned,
yeah.
they mentioned Steppenwolf. They do not mention the Justice League.
They
do not.
Not
mention the other. So
yep.
I think it's different, and I don't think that exists yet or ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
I
version of it.
I have no idea.
But the other thing about Patrick Wilson that I like is that his villain, is it Orin?
Orm.
Orm.
Yes. O-R-M.
He is the villain that has, a motivation and an
sure.
agenda.
Yeah.
So again, we've talked about this before. There's bad villains that twirl their mustaches, but then there's also villains that I don't know if you'd say sympathize, but you understand their point of view.
He's
like,
it's Killmonger.
They're polluting us. They're,
I mean,
yes,
this is very much Black
this
Panther.
Is, yeah, I mean,
very very
well,
much.
It's Hamlet.
Yeah.
It's everything
right.
that all those copied off of too.
Right.
It's so the thing is that you believe, because he's showing you the destruction. You're seeing all the things washed up on shore. You see all the military. Things and so it's like he has a reason, because he's like, look, we're over here chilling in the ocean and all these humans are destroying where we live and attacking and all that. So it just, you get his motivation. Not saying he's right, but at least you can see that this villain is not just doing it to take over the world,
right?
He's yeah. doing it to save his people who,
and,
you know,
well, I mean, granted, he wants the power, but at the same time he does want to protect his people, because when you see what the land dwelling people have done to, like, with that whole scene when, like, all of the trash and all of the, even when they go to Mira's ship and it's covered, like, it's
right.
hidden in
all
like
the
a,
fish are in the soda rings,
yeah, right,
yeah.
And so, like,
that's
I
what
get
I'm saying
it.
you get his motivation behind
sure.
it, right?
Yeah. So after the attack on with the we see Dr. Shin, played by Randall Park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who is a character.
Yeah,
like, that's a thing that's gonna, like, he's in
that
the comics.
They're setting it up.
Yeah,
I figured when I saw, I was like, that's
too big of a name.
That's a pretty big actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's not like, you know, an A-lister, but
he's recognizable.
He's recognizable enough that I'm like, why?
You know, they're setting that up for something.
Yeah.
Right.
Dr. Shin kind of becomes an ally of Aquaman, but at the same time, like, he is obsessed with Atlantis.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. it leads to bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
so we'll see. We'll get there eventually.
Aquaman 2 coming.
Yeah.
Aquaman tuna.
Ooh. They need to put that on a poster. It's just a can. Yeah. So he agrees to go with Mira to go back to Atlanta, or to go to Atlantis, because he's never been there. We should also say this entire time we're getting like random flashbacks to Willem Dafoe and a
not
young,
totally random.
Well, I mean, random enough where they're explaining his powers yeah. and what he can do. Like, that's basically what the
yeah.
Volku flashbacks are.
Do you know what the word random means, though? There's a purpose behind them.
I mean, there is a
periodic flashbacks,
yeah.
not random
flashbacks. Feel, well, all right.
They're showing how Aquaman, because he's with a human father, like, he, how would he learn how to be
right,
Aquaman?
Right. Volku,
but they're showing that Volku has been
Nicole Kidman's.
Yeah, but he's his allegiance has always been to her.
Right.
And we find out that she was, where did they send her?
The trench.
Yeah. So they
sacrificed her
to the trench. Yeah. And then they,
winches
she's presumed.
Trenches.
so they presume that she's dead, but you know, yeah. So we find out
Nicole
how
Kidman.
Yeah. So we find out how he's been trained. So these flashbacks show a de-aged Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Training him from a very young age.
You, still looks as creepy as he does when he's not de-aged.
Yes.
Young Willem Dafoe looks just as creepy.
He has a very distinct look.
The fact that they put that man in a mask and didn't just put makeup on his face for the Green Goblin is insane to me. Like, that dude has like a very malleable face.
I thought when he I thought in present time, I'm like, but he still looks good. Like, I'm like, was amazed that like he still
owns it. Like, yeah. So he goes to Atlantis. They go to like the secret hideout warship. Mm. And this is where it turns into National Treasure, where they're trying to find the original trident of the King of Atlantis.
I thought the same thing with like National Treasure, and I loved it. I was fine with it. This is fun. They're doing what Marvel does, where they take a subgenre and they wrap a superhero movie around it. Where I'm like, this is like Indiana Jones underwater.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, I thought it was really fun how it wasn't just Aquaman fight people, punch them in the face, you know, explosions. It was like, wow, this is Indiana Jones with Aquaman instead of Indiana Jones, but he's like following things and they're booby traps and whatever. You know, it's fun.
So yeah, so they have this message they can't read because it's the language is too old. They're attacked by King Orm's guards who find the secret hideout. They know, so Mira and Volku cannot be here because they know, like, if Mira and Volku are caught, they know that they're in collusion and treason against the throne.
There was no collusion.
I've heard that enough. Yeah. So Aquaman gets captured, taken back to Atlantis. He meets Orm for the first time.
He has to fight like the Red Guards. The Red Guards are the legit ones.
He takes everybody
the
out.
The white ones are stormtroopers. The red ones, I guess.
Stormgroupers.
Stormgroupers.
The red ones are, I guess, like those badass red ones from Star Wars, like the Emperor's.
Red Bass.
Red Snapper.
I wasn't gonna go that far with it, but all right.
That's a real.
There's one of those in this movie too.
It's quite the tale.
So anyway, so the red captured, ones knock him out.
Yeah, well, he takes out two of them.
He got knocked,
and then he got knocked out. Yeah. So he meets Orm for the first time, and I did like this. I'm like, oh yeah, they're brothers. And Aquaman kind of says, he's like, I've wanted to meet you forever. And it's like, I wish you weren't such a dick.
Yeah, I know.
And I like the way where like Aquaman is super powerful, but the way they keep him in chains is like attached to different people on different.
But they can't hold him.
All of them together can barely just hold him.
Right.
I just like the way they did that. Instead of putting a super high tech collar that depowers them or whatever, it's like you have six of these storm groupers that are all holding on to chains for dear life.
Right. And he could probably throw them around if he really wanted to, but there's enough of them that they're kind of keeping him in check.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he goes to charge at Orm and he just barely gets like an inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do. So Orm kind of baits him into saying like,
baits him. See, it's fun. See, it's fun.
Into like Game of Thrones style. Like, oh, you want the throne? That's fine. Like, you just got
to
beat me.
So ancient Atlantean tradition is that if you want to take the throne, very similar again to Black Panther. Mm-hmm. It's if you want the throne, you have to challenge the heir to the throne. Right.
Well, so, I think it's a familial thing. Like, if one heir wants the throne compared to, like,
well,
you
Aquaman
can't
just
walk
first
and be like, I'm going to beat you up and I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Well, right. I know not anyone. What I mean, though, is that Aquaman has is the first right. You know, he's the highest on the list. And then Orm is number two. And so between them, it's like if he can beat the number one guy, then he takes over.
Right.
But so he has to be challenged. And so you're right. He tricks him into challenging him, but he's out of his element.
Right. Volku kind of says, he's like, yeah, you could probably beat his ass on the land.
Yeah. But,
like,
you're
but he grew
his
up in the water. Like, he knows how to fight down here. And I do like Aquaman again, like just the unearned confidence, kind of like Han Solo, where he's got the unearned confidence in the water. Where he's just like, I got it.
Yeah.
No problem. So I do.
I like it. It's this. He grows throughout the movie, and not only is it with his saving people and developing that part, but also again, his confidence. Like you said, I like that you see this Aquaman is very new to this world, and so he's like, yeah, I can beat anyone, but that's win the world of humans.
And that's go like again, like to the Steppenwolf Justice League theory, like he's not new. Like in that movie. Like right. he's not new in Justice League. Like I feel sure. like he's I wonder if that Snyder cut is different, like how different that version of Aquaman is in that Snyder cut.
I don't think it's that. I really think this is a different universe.
I guess that's true.
We've been talking about. They have to reboot it. Cut your losses. You have to because it's so bad.
Yeah.
Disconnect it.
Yeah. So he fights Orm and it's a pretty good, like he's holding his own for a while.
Called the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, I like that.
They're like in the like preparation. Like,
what's the Ring of Fire?
They're in this tiny little preparation room. He's like, oh, this is the Ring of Fire, huh?
No.
And Orm swims up to this huge arena
right.
because also it lands have to bear witness
right.
to it.
Right.
I was glad that because they had referenced it. I was like, well, nobody can see it in here.
Right.
Unless it's televised.
It's on closed circuit TV.
Yeah.
But I do like where even Momoa's like, shit. And he has to fly up there. And, you know, it's a perfect way to add your hero who's able to fly without having him fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he can just swim really fast. Right.
He just farts a lot.
He farts
and propels
a lot. So in Aquaman, he's gonna lose this fight. Like, so he has he has his mother's trident that she left behind, and then Orm has his trident, and he loses. Like, he's losing this fight until,
which is good because 3 out of 4 dentists recommend trident.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good, right. good. I thought it was dentine. No.
No.
Trident. Perfect. All right. So he loses this fight, and
Mira picks him up.
Mira. Turns.
He is losing.
He
the
loses.
Irony being nobody in the crowd did the wave.
Well done. That was also good.
See, it's fun. He's hooked.
Hey! So Mira kind of...
Kevin's going to edit out all the fish puns.
It's all chicken noises.
Yeah.
Everything. Well, she gets... So she's supposed to marry Orm. Like, it's an arranged marriage. And she kind of's like, your brother's way hotter. So deuces, and
she, obviously she's also loyal to the real queen or whatever. Like, she doesn't like this arranged marriage at all.
Yeah, but I don't really understand her motivation for, like, because she despises the land too.
But she knows Orm is a dick,
right?
But
so what
she's
is
like,
it?
I don't want to marry
but
him.
Like, it doesn't, like, her motivation kind of, which is fine. Like, I get that, but also at the same time, she has no love for the surface, so I don't really understand why she's helping Arthur.
Because I think she thinks that the Earth, like the two worlds thing, like Nicole Kidman says,
I also think that she just didn't want her people to go to war. I think that's more, she just wants to kind of keep them separate. Like, she doesn't like the land at all, but she also like, we're good down here.
Right.
Like, we don't need to mount an army and go up there, and we can, obviously, she knows the power of if they get all, you know, 4 of the 7 or whatever they do.
Sure.
I think she wanted to just keep it separate still. Like, I think she didn't, like, I think part of the, also the Nicole Kidman thing, she's kind of there, but I think it's more she didn't want to bring her people or endanger her people, I guess that's the way she should look at it.
Right.
Like, she's still very protective of her people, and she, as it goes on later when they're going through the fight scene and she rescues him and they get out and they escape and they do the Pinocchio thing.
Yeah, right,
inside,
right, right.
In the whale's mouth.
You got that idea from a book?
It
was
a
book. I just thought it was a movie.
So yeah, so like, I'm fortunately moving it forward a little bit here. But when they're in the plane and you can see it's like really, she's, you know, distraught that she betrayed her people. I think that's the reason why she didn't want to. She was more concerned about her people getting endangered by going and fighting the service, even though obviously their technology is way advanced compared to what's on the surface. But I think it's more she's focused on her people than anything. I think that's why she's more helping Arthur at the beginning, at least, before she kind of
develops feelings for him.
There you go.
Come on now.
I'll take it.
You're so good.
So they escape. They kind of fake their death. The ship lands in the lava, but he talks to a whale. The whale opens up. They do the Pinocchio thing.
Right.
They spit them out in Italy, I think.
Well, they go to Italy. Like, they have this, they have the...
Well, the Sahara first, right?
Yeah, they go to the Sahara.
Sahara first.
Okay.
And I do like their scenes together are very good. Like, I like them together where he's just like, this is so stupid. Like, the one thing that would be covered in water, we're in sand, and he's running his mouth, and of course he walks into a hole, and this very Indiana Jones-esque where they find the mold for the trident, so like now Arthur is kind of starting to be like, well, maybe this is legit. Yeah.
And they use, it was at Volku. He gives them,
he gives them like a sphere
recording that's supposed to be of the king's final message and like resting place
so
to find out
they
where.
Kind of, they put it in this thing and then it won't work. And of course, she's just like, yeah, because it's dry. So like,
so one drop of your sweat will hydrate
drop
the entire
of
device.
Aquaman sweat.
Why that was so weird.
Why did she need magic powers to extract
a drop?
And, and he said the same thing I was thinking the whole scene was just pee on it.
I should have just peed on it.
Yeah.
That was good. That was at least they kind of address it, though. They lean into it.
And this is where, I mean, he gives them Atalan, the king, the original king of Atlantis, kind of says, he's like, you got to go here with this bottle, blah, blah, blah. And so they figure out the...
They give him a message in a bottle.
Yeah. So Sting shows up.
SOS to the world.
Yeah.
So they... Yeah, John Constantine is around. Who's the... Never mind.
No, just keep going.
So, yeah. So they go to Italy, and this is where, like, Mira kind of starts to develop...
And this is fun, too. Then it becomes, like, this road movie, kind
it
of.
Like, as soon as they showed up in the desert, I was like, it's Hope and Crosby.
Yeah. I get it. It's like, so they're doing all these little subgenres that aren't your typical superhero. They're making it their own thing. I'm like, I really dig this. Their travels.
Mira has no idea how to work, like, the real, like, the service world, so she's eating roses.
Yeah, and this is way better than that movie Leap Year, just in this small segment, so I'm happy with
that. The bar, again, very low.
Right, well, yeah. So I'm like, this is the movie I want, the travel movie to Italy.
Right. So
or maybe that's Ireland, whatever.
Either way.
Yeah, it was Ireland.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Is this where we get... Okay, so in a scene...
There's another one where they go to a fountain in Italy. It's not Leap Year, but it's...
I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's
but
the
I
one I'm thinking of, but they're both
they
bad.
They keep going back to this fountain for no reason.
Love fountain
over
or whatever. It's in Italy,
Huh. Sure, we'll go with...
Yeah.
All right.
So they're there.
Well, we should say that, like, so Orm has consolidated the power. And then he realizes that he has to take out Arthur. The only way this is going to work is if he takes out Arthur. So he goes back to Manta. And we see the Black Manta's there again, and he gives him an experimental suit.
Manta's begging for revenge.
Yes.
On Aquaman. He turns down all money. He turns down everything. He's like, my payment will be killing Aquaman.
Killing Aquaman.
I mean, somebody's going to, if you
and
want
he's not
revenge,
even going to feel guilty.
And somebody's going to pay you to get revenge.
Just like, take the money.
That's a win-win.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fen-fen. But still, you take the money and still do what you want to do.
Right, right, right.
And they're just trying to show his motivations.
And don't feel guilty about it.
I mean, I get it. That's, again, the human reaction to it. But it's like they're just trying to show how focused he is on.
So he gives Manta an experimental suit. And, of course, we get kind of
it's very sophisticated.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know, if Dan were here, you'd just get me. Like that maraca.
This whole podcast is about to turn into a maraca. So it gives him the experimental suit.
Yeah,
suit.
Right.
And I'm like, this doesn't look like the Manta
suit.
Oh.
And then he creates his own suit.
I turned to Kay. I'm like, he's going to spray paint
I
that suit.
I really like that. Yeah, the spray painting thing, I was like, oh, God.
But working like, in the shop, like the montage
like
of him
taking their stuff and just.
Like, when they kind of do a jokey thing with him where he almost shoots himself in the face with the laser, I was like, I don't feel like the bad guy. I don't want to laugh at the bad guy. Like that's a weird idea, but it was fine.
But
like,
also, is he the bad guy if this guy basically murdered his father? You get it. Aquaman didn't save him.
I
know he's a pirate. I get it. But you know what I mean? Like,
where does it all sit on the scales of justice?
Exactly.
I see. It's fun.
But, you know, I think you're supposed to at least sympathize because you're like, Aquaman could have saved his dad in a second, like, and done the right thing. And so you get it at least. He is bad, but.
So this is where we get the legit, like, black. It's just one of those costumes that, like, on the page, you're like, all right, it's pretty cool. And there's no way they're going to make this in a movie. Like, like the helmet. When he says, I'm going to need a bigger helmet. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be ridiculous and awesome at the same time.
It is both things.
But I lean way more towards awesome. Like, it did not look, but it was not that ridiculous. Like, it looked great.
I do like that they had to give a reason why the helmet had to be bigger.
Yeah.
It's just like,
to hold those laser beams.
Yeah. And so we're just going to jump to we'll talk about the post-credit sequence real quick.
Okay.
I thought. So Black Manta is part of the Legion of Doom.
Okay. Yes.
So like I was, and in the end of Justice League, we've already got two of those characters have shown up together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, if the boat that shows up is Lex on a boat.
I was waiting for
that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. Like I forgot about Dr. Shin altogether.
Yeah.
I was like, it's Lex Luthor. Like he's going to pick him up on the boat and we're building the Justice League 2.
Yeah. I think we would know who's been cast as Lex already if.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg.
No, not in the... He will not be.
If you are right, and this is a completely... that's fine. Go get
he
Brian.
He won't be. They know how much... All, go get Brian People Cranston. Hate the Snyder thing so badly, it's not going to be Jesse Eisenberg.
Go to Twitter, type in the hashtag, release the Snyder cut. It's insane how much support there is behind that movie.
Yeah.
Behind, like, people wanting that cut.
So,
weirdos.
So they go to Italy, and then they have to solve a puzzle with this bottle. It's the other national treasure thing. And so he solves the riddle. He was educated by his father on Greek mythology and Roman empires.
Romulus
and
was the only king. It was the king of Rome.
So he puts the bottle in Romulus's hand, and it lines up in the ocean, like ocean line, and they know that they're the trident is somewhere over there.
There's a bright spot on the, in the bottle.
Yeah.
And they know that's where to go.
But they get attacked by Black Manta.
And this is a great scene.
It's an awesome action scene.
It's so good.
The hand guard of Orm chasing after Mira.
Mira kicking the bejesus out of those guys, like cuts the guy's
arm
off.
Well, she has an awesome action sequence, but then when he's chasing her through buildings and seeing her running up top with his X-ray vision and they're lining up, that was an awesome, because you see Aquaman fighting Manta, and in the background it's her versus the storm groupers, and so the way the camera moves in and out, James Wan,
I feel bad because I was really happy about the Numis line from Halloween, and now as Tom came up with storm groupers, damn it, that was good.
We can both coexist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I love the camera work that they do this, because it's like while this is taking place, they zoom in to Mira and they zoom back out to Aquaman. So it's really cool how these fights are simultaneous.
James Wan's career is just so diverse, and you can't really see a progression, right? Like the the Conjuring movies, Insidious, the Saw movies
make no sense with Fast and Furious.
No, and then he does Fast and the Furious.
And it works really well.
Who knew? So and then he does this. You're like, what is happening? Yeah. Like when would you have ever had time to learn how to shoot an action sequence correctly when you're doing the Conjuring movies? Like, it's not...
He makes all those ghosts are floating.
But this is a very, very competent movie.
Absolutely.
The camera work, his vision, again, he's a visionary. These shots are awesome.
Right.
The way they move, and a lot of it is CG, and so you have to create, they don't physically exist, a lot of them, right? So your mind has to be like, I want it to do this shot that doesn't really exist, and he makes it look really cool.
Yeah.
I think the circular transition's cool. Remember when they de-age Willem Dafoe? And,
oh, that was very cool.
And then goes
when he's
back.
Talking to Mira.
There's some really neat...
Like, Momoa is talking to Mira, and then they do a...
Yeah, and so he does some really neat camera work, and the fight sequences and the whole of Atlantis and moving in and out of that and the underwater stuff.
It's interesting they didn't de-age Momoa, because he was on Baywatch when he was 20.
Yeah.
So you have pictures of him, sans beard, shorter hair, but they cast, they de-age Nicole Kidman, they de-age Django, they de-age Willem Dafoe, but they never... I feel like it's like he's grown so much. If you go look at those Baywatch pictures, he's a skinny dude. He's a skinny kid.
I like it though, because sometimes it can be weird, maybe with kids.
Yeah, maybe.
And
I don't know, but with Robert Downey Jr. when they did it in Iron Man 3,
but he wasn't a kid. These were little kid. He started off as a very little kid.
I like that they cast
the different actors.
Yeah, I get you.
So anyway, so they... He fights Manta, really great action sequence all of them, and then they end up going...
He gets hurt pretty bad.
That's right, and they wake up on a ship.
Mira, again, very Wonder Woman,
wakes up on that ship, Mira's patched him up,
right,
and then
they go to the trench.
They get attacked by the...
And
the
this is...
devolved demon monsters.
Yeah, when you look at the who
like
produced...
They were like zombies.
Yeah.
It was World War C.
This is where I'm like, this is James Wan.
This is a horror movie.
The shots in this.
Yeah.
This is maybe the coolest looking part, like the flashing red lights and all the monsters grouping together.
He smartly uses flares as your light source, and they don't create a lot of light. Like you get a 1 foot radius around you. So as soon as you move the flare, you can have the good jump scare of the trench thing.
But when they jump into the water and they go after him, there's
that
this
was
slow
oh
motion
my God,
shot
that was awesome
of them jumping in the water. And it is
so
awesome.
That I will say Jeff Johns, who has been a DC guy for a very long time, produced this. He was involved in like the movie creative process somewhere. This is hit, like he did this.
Yeah, it wasn't a story. It was a story by him. Yeah,
yes.
Because he was the first name on the story by. So I was like, that makes sense.
It does. When you see, it's like he created the trench. So the fact that it's in this movie, he's just like, I'll take a piece of that paycheck. Thank you very much. but yeah, that scene where they jump off the boat with flares in hand, not Ric Flair, just mini woos.
But it's awesome. And they're
swimming down in the water and they are just surrounded.
But the number of them as they go into this underwater, you know, this really just basic devolved cave world.
Right.
They are everywhere coming out of the, you know, every crevice of this cave.
Yeah.
There are tens, if not hundreds of thousands
of these things. And they, like, luckily they don't respond
to
light.
They go towards this bright light.
Yeah, as they get closer and closer, the trench monsters back off. Mm-hmm. They go through the light. They get separated in the process.
Yeah.
Aquaman kind of washes up on the shore, which I guess they're telling
Mira's
us is
about to be taken out by these things, but then someone saves them.
Right.
And I thought it was Aquaman at first because it moves really fast.
Too. Yeah,
but then you see Aquaman in the water and you're like, and then they cut back to the person that saves her and they have armor on. So that's not Aquaman.
I felt like she was this person was wearing what the trench made.
Like camouflage.
Yes. Yeah. It looked like trench monster like skin.
Right. It's well scaly. Yeah. But when they wash upon shore and then you see like dinosaurs, pterodactyls.
Again,
like,
this is all out of a Geoff Johns comic.
Yeah. So you're like,
this might have been Dan Abnett. It doesn't matter. Okay. This is like out of a comic.
So you see, this is like a prehistoric world. I also think this is the lost journey to the center of the, like,
sure.
Jules Verne. This
sure,
is,
sure, sure.
Like Verne.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very Verne-y?
Vernian.
Oh, Vernian. That's still a great word.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way. Never. Yeah, I like it.
You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah. So
then we see the white outfit, and clearly it's the same one.
It's very similar to
Atlanta wore in the beginning, though.
Right.
Underneath the armor, it is still her white outfit or whatever. So
and this
like,
is
wow,
the reveal
she's
that she's still alive. And obviously, you know, honestly, I thought that casting Nicole Kidman, I was like, all right, it's a little bit of stunt casting. We'll lose her in the beginning. We'll never see her. But you never see her die. Yeah. So I was like, well,
the way they were leading, the way that he kept alluding to, oh, they killed her, and oh, you don't know that, and this,
I think
she's not dead.
Oh, sure. I believe that everybody thought she was dead.
Totally.
Yeah,
but
I'm like,
she's not, there's no way.
No. So she shows up, and Aquaman, like, they have their embrace. It was good, like, good stuff.
Martha?
Yeah, right. Oh, God. What's your name?
Oh, whew. Not Martha.
Superman and Batman both show up. Your mom's name is Martha?
Yeah.
So
he's like, why did you never come back? She's like, I can't without the Trident.
Right.
And the Trident is guarded by a huge Julie Andrews monster.
So that was Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
That was it's just so weird.
It makes no sense.
Well, it's fine. Like,
it's
Julie
fine.
Andrews
it makes no sense.
No, but it's just like, Mary Poppins came out the same day.
Yeah.
Why did Disney not?
She turned it down.
She didn't want to take it. She didn't want to steal the thunder.
Mm. All right, well, that's not as bad then. I can appreciate that.
But it also didn't sound like Julie Andrews, and it could have been anyone. Is what I mean. It made no sense.
There's no reason not to steal the thunder because she's got an umbrella.
That's true. That's fair.
But she's not credited. Like, she's not promoted as being in the movie. Like,
right.
It just makes. I don't know why.
It was what it was.
James Wan wanted to meet Julie Andrews.
Right.
That's probably what it was. Like, give her a little
bit
of a
nudge.
Can
you sign this copy of the
book? She really kind of goes under the sea radar.
That's two of them, though. You can count radar. That counts. Under the sea sonar.
Sonar.
Yeah.
Would be
under the sonar. Yeah.
So now she's like, I've tried. The monster's too strong. Only the one true king. This is one of my only other small quips is like, they finish, the two women finish each other's sentences here. I'm like, did they rehearse this talk?
The two women.
She's like, only the one true king can fight it. And then she's like, we don't need a king. And then the other one goes, we need a hero.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, why are they finishing each other's, like, is this a, you know what I mean? It was just a bit.
Sure. they're just doing a bit.
Yeah. So, but it was just corny. I'm just like,
right.
Why would they know?
So Aquaman fights the Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking release the Kraken.
Yeah. And
trademark pending.
Yeah. No kidding. And he actually, I mean, smartly, he was just like, hey, and uses the woo 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 power.
Yeah.
And she was just like,
you understand?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, dude.
But did you realize also when he picks up the Trident, what it is?
No.
He's King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, it's cool, though, the way they worked that out.
Oh, that's all. He's always been King
Arthur.
Yeah,
he pulls the Trident from the hands of the king.
Of the king.
So that's like the stone.
Yeah,
just cool how they worked that in.
Well, they say that.
Yeah.
In the very beginning of the movie, when.
Right, they say no one that's not worthy.
No. Like, she when Nicole Kidman and Django are talking and they're deciding what to name him, it's happening during Hurricane Arthur. And Django's like, we should name him Arthur. And Nicole Kidman's like, for the storm? And he was like, no, for the king.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, he's always been.
Yeah, I just liked that they ended up pulling the sword from the stone.
And it's in the comics, it's like, I love the story. There have been some bad Aquaman. Go look at the blue and black suit and tell me how bad that looks. Mm. But, the Peter David stuff is where they made him into, kick-ass King Arthur, where he's got the long hair. He cuts his own arm off to save his son. That's when he gets, the hook arm. The Geoff Johns stuff, the very early stuff, is very good. The Dan Abnett stuff that they're doing now is very good. So, I like when they do the underwater king stuff rather than, the surface stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just... There's a new... For listeners out there, if you're looking to get into it, there's a new... Kelly Sue DeConnick and Robinson Rocha are rebooting. They're getting their first issue. Go get it. It's a good jumping on point. I don't want to give anything away, but go get that in conjunction with this movie.
Cool.
And you'll be all right.
So he pulls the trident from the hands of the king. He crumbles and his armor falls to the ground. So you're like, yes.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
The king dissolves once
I know
he
that, but I thought
the
whole
trident.
Thing fell apart. And I was like, where did he get the armor?
No, the armor just crashed and lands in the sea.
Okay.
And then he comes out and the two women are waiting to see what happens. And he comes out all dressed in the badass armor and it's on.
And it's one of the most ridiculous costumes ever.
But he makes it work.
It works.
But he makes it work.
Yeah.
It's the craziest
thing. He's got
it's
this...
better than the skin tight spandex orange and green.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's the colors of orange and green that you would think would never work in a costume ever.
But they kind of give him Snyder armor.
Very,
it's the
It's a movie version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say the thing I thought about this movie, so as much crap as Snyder gets, we're like, damn, he knows how to make action and make cool sequences.
He knows how to film a scene.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think James Wan out-Snydered Snyder. His action sequences and visuals are good, but Snyder's good too. I mean, his action sequences are good.
Yeah, sure.
And James Wan did really great action sequences for a guy that were like, yeah, he knows horror. He's done one Fast and Furious movie, but it's like, geez, his action sequences were just as good, if not better, than Snyder's, who's the king of CG action.
I don't disagree with that.
You know,
at all.
So I was impressed.
Yeah, this looked. I mean, then we get to the giant in every DC movie.
Yeah
we have to
ending. Yeah, big, huge, massive scene.
But
where
this is
so
CG,
much going
CG
on
fest.
Like,
but we've never
right.
seen this underwater with animals.
No, that's
true. That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. This wasn't a light coming out of the ground and exploding everyone or the air. You know, I mean, this was a bunch of people riding sharks.
They
and
weren't
riding
terraforming,
crabs,
Kevin.
Crab people. I mean, this was
the callback to episode one.
This is cool. I thought the epic fight with them all riding the sea creatures was
Orm and Ivan Drago are gonna attack the crab people.
They've already
they're gonna
win. The mermaid people.
They've killed the king.
Killed the mermaid
who
leader.
Is the it's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Who? Star-Lord, man. That guy.
Oh.
It's him.
It is?
Yes.
Digimon
yes.
Kinsu?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, that dude
he's in everything.
He's in everything.
He really is.
He was like, can I be in that DC movie? Yeah. Can I be in that Marvel
nice.
Movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be in that one too? Sure.
So they kill him and then the little daughter has to take over.
Right.
So they've gotten their four people or whatnot.
They're gonna go take out the crab people. Yeah. And they're winning. They're just decimating these crab people and then all of a sudden
they showed up there, by the way. In my mind, the crab people song from South Park just started playing on
Mark. In your mind you mean out loud, because you're like, Jason, this reminds you of South Park? And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, what? You're like, crab. I'm like, oh, okay, I got you. But no,
well, that's what when
sound
the
sound like people.
When the crab came out, I think Katie's like, Mr. Krabs?
Right. Yeah. It is kind of like, of course, SpongeBob has an Aquaman character in it as well.
Yeah.
They're not as
that
bad
would be
as the
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
It's not as bad as the ambiguously gay duo who are wearing very similar costumes to Aquaman and Aqualad.
I mean,
but,
yeah.
So they're winning the fight, and then all of a sudden the ground explodes, and here comes Julie Andrews in Kraken form. And
that's what I said to Katie. I'm like, that's the Julie Andrews monster, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think so. I'm like, because it had those tentacle.
It's very much kaiju.
Yeah,
it looks like a kaiju.
Yeah.
But this thing is tearing ships up left and right. It's just chewing up, literally, and spitting out the bad guys. But then Mira is like, we need to stop this because, you know, we can kill all these people when we're killing
the people
of Atlantis, and we should all be united. So she goes and talks to Dolph Lundgren.
Aquaman shows up on the head of the Kraken,
right,
and is just like, people have the the Stormtroopers have seen. I'm so pissed that you, like, it's such a perfect thing. And, like, I was so happy with my Numis reference.
Numis was great. It's not a contest. It's just that I'm winning.
Yeah, trademark real spoilers. But, like, so they, like, the Stormtroopers show up to Dolph Lundgren. And they're like, look, man.
Dolphin Lundgren.
Well, no, Mira shows up, but then the Stormtroopers
right,
are like,
says,
yeah, yeah.
They back her up.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got the thing.
And
he's
like,
got the trident.
He's like, if the half-breed has the trident, then he's the king.
Yeah, and so Orm and Aquaman kind of take Volku kind of says, you can, again, like flat, you know, kind of Luke's talk, thinking of Obi-Wan, where he's like, you can't fight him down here. Fight him up there.
Yeah.
And they take him to
and
the
he
surface.
He also taught him how to do this cool baton twirling thing.
Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know
it's
what the
really
hell it was, but
force field of water. So he can do that on land.
It was great.
So he leads Orm up to his arena.
And he kicks the bejesus
on top of the sub.
Orm.
And yeah.
And I got to tell you, also, Orm is rocking the most. We've talked about Black Manta's comic book costume. Orm's costume, like purple and silver, yeah. Again, two colors that should
work. With the like gills on the side.
Yeah, he's got like fins on the side. He's got like black lenses.
I thought it looked so badass.
It is,
it's,
but it's
cool.
It is. We jokingly talk about how Captain America's real suit would never work on screen.
They got these Aquaman suits to
but
work.
But for whatever reason, these are, like, in this world, they work.
They do.
I think because you see them mostly in this other world that's so CGI. You're not seeing them walk around the streets.
In these costumes. That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Except for Mira walking around in the skin tight green.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and
me and Katie had a conversation afterwards about how dumb Johnny Depp is.
I mean, look, we could talk. Jude Law cheated on Sienna Miller. Yeah. Like, it's not.
No, I'm just saying. We had a conversation. What an idiot.
Yeah, he's. Well, and also. And he's losing all of his franchises. That's the funny part.
But it's
like,
not like Johnny Depp. It's, you know, if Danny DeVito had broke up with her, that'd be different. But Johnny Depp.
I don't care.
Is doing
fine. That's fine. I'm just saying.
Johnny Depp gets plenty of tail.
Well done. Yep. Yeah. And scene.
No,
we got plenty.
No,
more.
We got plenty. Come
I will
on.
Say, you've already used that one. You said nice tail earlier, so.
Still works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used tail as a pun for a story.
No, I thought you were talking. You were talking. We were talking about her earlier, and you said
no. I said it was
nice...
a great. I said it was. I said it's a great tale, like to a, like.
Oh,
for a story.
I didn't see
that.
Okay.
Double entendre.
You're the one that made it
I presumed
dirty.
You were talking. Okay. Fair enough.
So yeah, so he beats Orm, and Orm kind of quits because Nicole Kidman shows up, and she was like, "I love you both. Like, you're both my sons."
I liked this.
You don't have to be an enemies.
Ooh. I'm not even mad about that one because that was also very good.
But instead of, so Aquaman has Orm dead to rights. He has the trident pointed at his throat. He could kill him, but Nicole Kidman stops
it. Well, he stops it. He kind of pulls
back. Well, he stops, but what I'm saying is, like, Orm is like, finish me, whatever, and Nicole Kidman's like, no, stop.
Right.
And again, I like this because it isn't your typical, like, you don't have to kill. He's learning a lesson from it. He's like, she's like, you blame him for my death, but hey, I'm alive, and it wasn't his fault,
right.
And blah, blah, blah. You're both my sons.
It's interesting because they kind of give you a hero's redemption for Orm a little bit because he does stop and you can see the way he feels, like he's taken back that Nicole Kidman is still there. But also he allows himself to be taken into custody. Yeah. And there's the line from Arthur where he's just like, I'm like,
it's like when you're ready, like, let me,
we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember,
like, let's talk.
The only reason why he hates Aquaman is because he blames him for the death of the mom. Once you remove that from the equation, he's not.
I mean, Ocean Master is a bad guy. I mean, he's like the Riddler. You know, he's like one of Aquaman's top three.
No, but in this movie, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting that they're kind of giving you that out, almost like the cousin from A Christmas Prince, where you think he's the bad guy the entire time, and at the very end of the movie.
How about Loki? Maybe that's a better comparison.
I was thinking at the end of this, I was thinking that sets it up for, like, if they go
more
sequel routes.
Yeah.
Like, next time it's like, Aquaman is going to need somebody's help, and he turns to his
brother
who's
like
in prison.
Loki,
you know,
is he
that's
bad?
Very,
is
good
he
call.
Good?
Yeah, that's
good
what
call.
I was kind of thinking, that they would go that route because they did have a really good dynamic and back and forth, and
you know
easy
why?
To see
because
them
Patrick
team
Wilson
up.
Is the man.
Yeah,
Patrick
he was,
Wilson
like,
is
he was great.
Great.
Yeah.
He's always great.
Yeah, and it had you could easily see them now teaming up for the next one or down the line or something.
Sure.
So that's why I'm really glad
that movie. I can't ever remember the name.
Ride?
Stretch.
By Joe Carnahan.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So good.
Why are we talking about
that
Patrick
movie?
Wilson.
Like, nobody talks about that, but it was so good. It's a shame because he could have been Barry Allen. Like, mm-hmm. that's your Barry Allen.
Yeah, he'd have been,
he'd have been a great Barry Allen.
Yeah.
But instead, we got stupid Ezra Miller. Not Grant Gustin, because he's good stuff.
He's good.
But yeah, so the movie ends kind of like with him standing with Aquaman in the full gear trident.
And I liked that they take him in custody real quick, just like you
said
earlier.
Get him out of there.
Because at first you're like, he's like, oh, okay, I give up now, and everybody's good. So I'm like, oh, so now he's just going to be forgiven for all these crazy crimes. Nope,
right.
He goes to jail.
Yeah. And Mira and Arthur are definitely a couple. Like, they've been a couple for a very long time. They are a couple in this. I do actually like that there's not... I like the subtle kiss to the forehead.
Oh,
like I enjoyed
that scene when they kiss in slow motion.
Good
was
stuff.
Awesome with the explosions in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I'm like, that was cool. As cheesy as that could have been.
Yeah.
Again, I looked at Katie. I'm like, that was badass.
I like
Kevin had an explosion of his own.
He did, yeah. Kablooey. Oh, yeah.
It was just very visually like 360 around them.
A depth charge.
Hey!
They do the spinny camera
they
around
do.
Them.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
you see explosions in the background. And it's the first time they actually like kiss,
yeah.
not kiss on the cheek or whatever.
No.
She stopped playing coy.
Ooh,
oh,
buddy.
Man.
That was good. Still good. Still good. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally. But yeah, like
episode 438 dad jokes.
But no, I think
Kevin's like, a little shell shocked.
Yeah. It's like the kiss on the forehead at the end.
A little crabby.
Yeah, a little bit.
Come on, now we're just doing them for the halibut.
Holy mackerel.
Honestly, Kevin, I'm surprised you haven't said you have a haddock. Yeah, like it plays into the character. Like it's not like he dipped her and gave her a kiss. Like it was like a kiss to the forehead, and he's still like the bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But like you're rooting for him the entire. But yeah, I like this. If this is the course correction for the DC movies, I'm in, because this is what a DC like. As much as the Marvel movies have, DC has always kind of been the lighter side. Of comic books, with the exception of like the Dark Knight and the Alan Moore stuff, for the most part,
they invented grim and gritty. But beyond that,
that's not what they are.
Yeah.
At the base, that's not. This is what DC Comics is.
Yeah,
I thought this was really just like I said earlier, a near perfect comic book movie. They got the tone right, the action. I just this was great. This is some
I'm really
of the most
worried
fun.
When we get to episode 532. I'm like, that movie sucked. No, I don't
it.
Think you'll
I loved
turn around
everything
on this.
About it.
No, I loved everything about
no,
it.
No, I mean, it didn't wow me on the same level you guys did, but it was definitely for DC movies a major
step
in the
this
right
is,
direction.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I really would hold. I'm not saying that it's the best superhero movie ever made, but like, I don't think it's good for DC movies. I think it's good for comic book movies. I think this holds up
well,
to the Marvel stuff.
I think it does hold up to the Marvel stuff. I think it's on par with. Like the second tier Marvel stuff, but this needs to be
like. Do you think this is as good as Thor Ragnarok?
No, I think Ragnarok
Thor,
is better.
Yeah,
I mean,
in my opinion, I think that's a better movie.
Yeah,
I think it's.
But I mean, I think it holds like because that's like second tier to me. You know, what I mean, like Captain America.
Sure.
You know, Iron Man has become that. Maybe you know that third one, maybe not considered.
I feel like the Avengers is the top tier,
but and Guardians then, and Thor,
Civil War.
Yeah, it fits into the Guardians and Ragnarok tone.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure,
why I think
for
it's
sure.
just as it's up there with them. It's not just like oh for DC. I'm like
right.
it's a solid.
So
movie.
Like I'm kind of excited about Shazam. Like I'm interested enough. Like this has peaked my. I was. That's
but that
one of my
have
favorites.
James Wan. That's the
it
only,
doesn't.
I'm hoping this is not an exception because like James Wan made this awesome.
And Shazam is New Line. It's not. Granted, it's not Warner Brothers. It is Warner Brothers, but
right.
it's
but
not.
They're different companies.
Yeah.
Just because they own them doesn't mean they're.
And James, we know that. Good Lord, James Gunn is on Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
writing and maybe directing.
Maybe I would assume he's going to direct it.
Yeah.
I cannot believe.
Can't. I think they would.
I
do their best to get him.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they can. They're going to wait as long as they can to let everything kind of. I think it's kind of almost to a degree blown over.
I haven't heard anyone talk about
I think
it.
You'll
like,
hear about it when he gets announced.
When he gets announced, it'll kind of go back up a little bit, mm-hmm. and then maybe when it's in production or whatever, then I think it'll die off. And then when it first gets released, I'm sure that's.
Yeah,
well,
the news
be
cycle's
there,
so
but...
quick these days. That was so long ago. That was, you know,
yeah,
what I mean.
For,
people don't.
For, yeah,
so I wonder if DC is smart enough to make James Wan their Jon Favreau. I mean, he's
I don't know.
But does he want to?
That's the question.
That, you know, because he's got
that's the question.
You know,
and this
he's
is
got it.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of oars in the water.
Hey,
yeah. So because he does, let's see, what does he have? So he has Conjuring, Insidious franchises.
The Conjuring is gearing back up, but he's not directing.
He's not directing. He
probably
the
produces
third one
them
yet.
Though.
He's gonna produce
them.
I'm
sure
yeah,
he has
sure.
his hand in on it though.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely
but,
created it.
And
so,
not
yeah.
and he's you know well, I don't think he has anything else. Oh, he's well
Saw.
No, he's attached to Swamp Thing.
Okay.
He's,
oh,
he's,
right.
a, he's
right.
a fun. That could be a lot of fun on
if
TV.
If he can make like, this work, he can make a Swamp Thing movie
thank
work.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Very much if, yeah. With practical effects, like game
cool.
one. Let's
yeah.
do it. So, yeah.
You left out the, well, before the post credits to where you get to see the parents reunite.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So the dad.
I thought
goes,
that was a nice moment.
It's fine.
He goes,
yeah.
he goes every day. Is it sun up?
Sunset.
At sunset. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and he's done that for 20 years, waiting for Nicole Kidman to come back. She never does it. Arthur explains that to her. And then this time, we obviously know she's back. And
right.
she's at the end of the dock.
There
it's
she
a
is.
Nice moment.
It was nice. Because, yeah. I
she
mean,
kinda,
he had
I,
lobster and then he flounder.
I will say
something
her costume.
About cocktail sauce.
her costume was very reminiscent of Zool from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
like, it was very similar to that. Huh. But which is fine. Like, it's whatever.
There is no one left.
Only Zool. But, yeah, the end sequence is after Arthur beats the bejesus out of Black Manta.
Because they do the off-screen, quote-unquote, death of Black Manta. You
right.
see him go into the water.
I gotta
but
tell
he's
you,
not...
though, but he's, like, bouncing off the side of this mountain,
yeah. Yeah.
and he crashes into the rocks.
Well, he
and
landed
I was like,
on the
well.
Door from Titanic.
Yeah, correct. Which, apparently, was big enough to fit somebody on. I'm just saying. Could have saved him.
With his big-ass helmet.
Yeah, right. And the armor. Like, I'm sure that armor wasn't... Anyway.
Yes, because we're going to apply, again, right. our real-world physics to this.
So he's floating, and then Randall Park kind of pulls up in a boat and pulls him onto the boat. Flash forward to Manta has received medical care.
He's got, like, an eye.
He's got an eye patch. Like, yeah. he's covered up. And Randall Park's character, Dr. Shin, is like, this is Atlantean tech, is it not? And he's like, oh, it is.
You got to tell me how to get there.
He's like, you got to tell me. He's like, you got to tell me how to kill him.
Yeah. Second starfish to the right.
Straight on till.
And straight on till mooring.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. But that he throws the grandfather's knife into the silhouette of Aquaman.
Yep.
And that's how it ends. Yeah. But and I got to tell you, like I said, it's a blast. Like this
I
was
loved
this
movie.
Was a,
yeah, it was really good.
I
wanted nothing to do with this movie. And
Kevin the entire time was like, "Oh, this is gonna suck." I was like, "I don't know, man."
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'll be the first to admit it, and you guys know the whole time. Like, I have no interest in this movie. Didn't watch a trailer. Didn't read anything about it. I'm like, this is
which
just
is fine. Again, go honestly. If you want to read something, go pick up the. I think they just released digitally, like a Peter David collection, and that's kind of the birth of the badass Aquaman. Go pick up Grant Morrison's Justice League, what he wrote back in the day, which was like they were struggling with the Justice League, and Grant Morrison's like, can I write this book? And they're like, sure, who do you want in? And he's like, the top seven? Like, I want the seven best that we've got. And they were like, oh, we never thought of that. And he was like, cool, I'll take them, thanks. And that book's fantastic. Yeah, go pick up the early Geoff Johns stuff from the New 52 and then the most recent Dan Abnett run.
And the Super Friends cartoon.
Also, like, if you want to see the contradiction of characters, that's what they thought Aquaman
see,
was.
Yeah, if you want to see how far this character has
the
come.
The fact that he's riding a giant starfish in this movie is amazing.
I will say
that
like,
last scene, like yeah. that's what he rides in the cartoon. Is he's always riding a stupid starfish?
I will say, like,
or not them, starfish, but
seahorses.
Sea
yes,
yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. The scenes of them riding these badass seahorses is awesome. I just can't believe they made this movie cool. I still can't.
It was a lot of fun. It was very, you know, and like I said, if this is the course direction that they're gonna take with the rest of the DC movies, Godspeed. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'd recommend the movie to my peers.
Oh, good. there you go.
On that note.
Yeah.
This is definitely smelling like trout around here.
I think it's sardines is more appropriate.
So I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them and whatnot.
If you want to find me, we have me and Chris do another podcast. It's Blues Hockey Podcast. We do a weekly podcast about, obviously, Blues Hockey. Very, very appropriate name. So you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and also the website is blueshockeypodcast.com, and Twitter is at blueshockeynhl.
Yep, what he said.
There it is. This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at joeybutts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. You can follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on reviewstshell.com.
Oh!
Oh, he's finally getting into
well
it.
Well done.
90 minutes in. So this is Tom. You can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. And find the show at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Check out the League of Show Sharers. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. So that's it for this one. I think it went swimmingly.
Hey. All of the streaming services.
Yes. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Filipino pirates kidnap Bill.
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.